I'm Joe Ramsey. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the quake was 125 kilometers or 78 miles west of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said on Twitter the quake caused deaths and damage in various parts of the country. People in the capital felt the tremor and many rushed into the streets in fear, although there did not appear to be damage there. The impoverished country is vulnerable to earthquakes and hurricanes. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has forecast that Tropical Storm Grace will reach Haiti late Monday night or early Tuesday morning. The island nation is still recovering from a devastating earthquake in 2010 that killed hundreds of thousands of people and left more than a million homeless. And its president was assassinated in a home attack over a month ago, with the country already in a political struggle, adding to the turmoil. The Taliban seized two more Afghan provinces on Saturday and are approaching the outskirts of Afghanistan's capital. The insurgents have also launched a multi-pronged assault on a major northern city defended by powerful former warlords. The Taliban have captured much of northern, western, and southern Afghanistan in a breakneck offensive less than 3 weeks before the United States is set to withdraw its last troops. That has raised fears of a full militant takeover of the country. Afghan officials say the Taliban are battling government forces some 11 kilometers or about 7 miles south of Kabul. Plus, Marines are now in the city helping to evacuate Americans from the U.S. Embassy. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lebanon's army Saturday raided gas stations and